Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Pickup from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well, and we're ready to go.
Yes, it's November 10th, 2022, Season 3, Episode 6. The topic tonight, the 2022 midterm elections. Choice was between crazy and insanity. And guess what? Sanity won. It seems like America don't embrace crazy too well, as a red wave was non-existent. The only red wave is the ketchup stains on Donald Trump's wall, as he was angry that most of his candidates failed miserably. Republicans failed spectacularly with women, Generation X, millennials, baby boomers, independent voters, and even first-time voters across the country. With the exception of Florida, Texas, and Ohio, of course, the Democrats did phenomenally and superseded all expectations in 2022. So what's next as you move forward as a nation? Will Republicans accept their rejection graciously, or will it be more of the same red mirage ridiculousness? There are outstanding races still too close to call, and Georgia will have their Senate runoff this December 6, 2022. Who will be in control of the next Congress, you think? Thanks for joining us tonight. And the pundits were wrong, as usual. The pollsters were wrong again. And the right-wing super PACs spent over $1 billion but failed horribly. What's your take, America? Did we dodge a major bullet? Are we out of the woods yet? When you call, say your first name and where you're calling from. The number to call, 515-605-9802. Thank you for joining us, and we see you. We'll hear from you shortly as we'll have calls lined up and everything. And the first call, well, let's just make a brief rundown of the elections. So Lauren Boebert is in trouble in Colorado 3, and this is like a third or fourth time they're doing the count over. Do you think she'll hold on to that seat, or do you think Democrats will win that seat?
Well, I'm hoping, you know, that I'm hoping that that Democrat will win the seat, but it's kind of silly. I mean, they keep going back and forth, back and forth. I thought she lost. So, you know, and then just to hear today that they were very close. And so they need to get that, you know, we need to get the Democrat, you know, elected. Get it over with.
Yes. The magic number is 218, and projections show that Republicans may have control of the House. The Senate, not too sure yet. It's too close to call. 51 seats is the majority, and hopefully the Democrats will get that. Let's take our first call. It's from New Mexico. Hello, New Mexico. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123, What's Cooking? Hello, New Mexico caller. You're online. What's cooking?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Yes, is this Damian?
It is. Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, Damian, welcome.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So
congratulations.
Just calling in to say hello. And and no, I totally agree. I think we've got to get some support in. Definitely, as David Franklin indicated, I think a lot of Americans really showed that they're for sanity, that they're for mainstream and not extreme politics. And and hopefully we can continue to have some sort of work towards positive goals and working for the American people as well. So hopefully we can continue to do that and see what happens in the next 2 years as well. And really happy to see New Mexico follow the trend. We flipped our congressional seat here in the southern part of the state, as well as a lot of House seats that were and bolstered our Democratic majorities in our state legislature. So I was really happy about that as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. And so, go ahead, Lori.
I was just going to say that in addition to that, here in Michigan, we had trifecta, where we have from the Supreme Court to the governor, the attorney general, the secretary of state, and we also have control of the House and the Senate. This is the first time in almost 40 years for Michigan. So it's a big deal here. And we are so happy and we're elated because this state is going to boom now. It's going to do well.
Yes.
There's so many things that they have, you know, plugged and not wanted to pass in this state. And now things are going to move. And I am just overjoyed. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's great here in Michigan now.
So, Damian, tell us, you ran for an office, and it was the property appraiser for Bernalillo County, the assessor, there you go, and I guess congratulations in winning.
Yes, congrats.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yes. So
right.
It's my first elected office, the Bernalillo County assessor. You know, we ran on a very similar campaign, making sure that we had a sustainable economic and environmentally friendly economic development, as well as strong schools and safer streets. Of course, property tax here in New Mexico funds a lot of our capital outlay, even though we have the state equalization formula, which is a little bit different from the rest of the country. And, of course, our property taxes pledge for a lot of the bonds, both industrial revenue bonds, metropolitan redevelopment bonds, and, of course, all of those bonds that fund the building and vehicles for our police officers, our firefighters, as well as other infrastructure like Amalfa for the wastewaters, public libraries, and flood control as well. You know, we felt that having and pushing for an agenda that ensured that we had the proper funding for all of these things was very important as well. I think it resonated well with the voters in Bernalillo County, and we're very excited to follow through with our campaign promises, including changing our fleet of gas guzzling cars to electric vehicles, reducing paper and plastic. We're really excited, and I'm very grateful to the voters of Bernalillo County for choosing me to work for them in the coming years.
Yes, thank
very
you.
Nice.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Are you excited about this new job? Well, still a question. Of course you are. New challenges.
I'm a little excited. I'm a little nervous. But very hopeful. So for those of you who don't know, I was the deputy assessor for about 5 years. So I'm very well acquainted with the office. I ran, you know, the entire gambit as well. So it'll be exciting to be able to do some of the things that we were pushing for, and as well as ensuring that we have good economic development with our small, locally owned businesses, and that they have the same sort of leg up that we provide a lot of the larger corporations like Amazon, Netflix, and all of these other corporations that have come into New Mexico in the past couple of years. Just kind of put a level playing field. You know, they say property taxes is the most equitable of the three-leg stool. You know, sales tax, gross receipts, income taxes, and property taxes are supposed to be, you know, that's our model, fair and equitable. And we want to make sure that that continues to be the case here in Bernalillo County.
Cool, cool. Yes, ma'am.
Very nice.
All right. So yes, ma'am.
I just have one last question. Thank you
for having me. I appreciate it. It's a great show. I'll listen in here and let you guys get to it.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good evening.
Yes. Yes, that was Damian Lara. He is the property appraiser for Bernalillo County, New Mexico. Bernalillo assessor. Assessor, my bad. Yeah, he just called in to say what he'll do as a new assessor and everything. Knew him for a couple of years. He's a good guy. He's a great lawyer. And his wife is also outstanding. Yeah, there are lawyers with a Calderon law firm. So if you have immigration problems, if you have any problems and you need a lawyer, go to Brian Lara. I mean, not. What am I saying tonight? Jesus, I'm tired. I had a rough day at work today. Damian Lara and Idris Calderon Law Firm. They're good people. Trust me. Trust me, they're good people. Yes. So let's go to other callers. They've been waiting a long time. Don't have a route or anything, but we'll have to speak with Damian Lara. Yes. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking tonight in Michigan?
Hi, this is Elaine.
Oh, hi, Elaine. How are you?
Hi. I'm wondering if my friend from Nevada is listening. That's what I'm curious about. Connie, are you listening?
I don't know.
Well, hopefully she is.
I hope she is. Anyways, I don't know.
Are you happy about
Facebook is now laying off tons and tons of people. So what do you think is going on there?
I guess the metaverse failed. I guess metaverse failed. The experiment with metaverse.
So
the cutting back to save money.
Yeah, like usual.
Save money or cutting back to let the conservatives say whatever they want.
Well, we shall see. Look at what's happening to Twitter. I mean, Twitter is going to go down in flames as it continues on. I mean, the way it is, everyone's quitting now. He asked them to come back, and they're all leaving. You know, he's. I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know what he went in there with, what kind of an idea, you know, what did he think was going to happen with Twitter? I really don't understand why he went in there and got rid of everybody and then asked him to come back. And, I mean, it's just, he's crazy. It's ridiculous.
Well, he's talking about bankruptcy now.
Yes, he is.
You know,
yeah, because all the big advertisers.
I've observed this. These kids that... that inherit old money don't know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
They really work hard. Their parents that really worked hard to get on top and become successful. Have nothing against anybody being successful. And then when the kids inherit it, they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah,
and
they
just squander it.
You know, $44 billion.
They're foolish. They just don't know anything.
Yeah. You know, $44 billion is money that, you know, I mean, I have no idea even, you know, but I'm just saying the thought of that, and then it's just going to go down in flames. I mean, that money could have been put to such good use, you know, for so many things. And they don't care. You know, they don't care. It's probably like $1,000 to them. They don't care. So
they don't care, and they have no foundations. They have no interest in helping people. Yet there are people out there, and I'm going to go out on a limb, but Bill Gates and the Clintons, who have foundations and who help people, people say nasty things about them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And this character that buys Twitter, he could have foundations. He could be helping people. What is he doing? He's destroying. He's buying a kitchen sink.
All those people lost their jobs. I mean, you know, he just went in and fired everybody. Like, they didn't have, you know, mortgages and car payments and families and groceries to pay and the doctor bills to pay, or, you know, I mean, to live life. And
Zuckerberg is doing the same thing.
Because yeah,
all
no
of a
clip.
Sudden, there's no posts that are being knocked off, no posts being called false. I mean, it's absolutely it's just plain crazy,
Yeah.
But
yes,
what do you think is going to happen in Georgia? Do you really think that Herschel Walker is going to take it? I don't.
Yeah, I hope not. And I hope the people around Herschel Walker explain to him that, you know, runoff is not what he did to his kids, but an actual election. Sit him down and explain to him slowly, since he's so soft in the head, that, you know, well, that was an attempt of a joke. It fell flat. Nobody laughing.
Mr. Warnock has won, but they have their rules. You have to win by a certain percentage. Do you really think that Mr. Warnock's going to, Reverend Warnock is going to prevail? I hope so. Because you know, Michigan was successful. A lot of states were successful. Well, what about Washington? Mm-hmm. Are we going to lose sight of the prize? The prize isn't done yet. We need to capture Washington. We need to bring it all together.
I think with that Warnock versus Walker.
I mean, when we lost one of our senators in Michigan, this is just tearing me apart. And Lori knows that by the things I've posted. It's just tearing me apart.
You know, she's talking about...
You mean
about,
state senator? Which senator is that?
No, she's talking about Carl Merlinga. She's talking about
Carl
Merlinga.
Oh, Carl Merlinga, yes, in District 10, yes.
Yes, he lost to John James. And I feel also, Elaine, that I think the DNC could have helped. You know, District 9 and 10 is huge. It is a huge district. I'm in 9 and you're in 10. And
yeah, I'm in 10.
I know that they reached out to the DNC and tried to get monetary help, because in my district, Brian Jay was running against Lisa McLean, who is a multi-millionaire. Not only that, she had Betsy DeVos that was helping as well. So, I mean, he had a meager campaign. He ran his campaign, but could not do the things that the other candidate could do. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know if this is rumor, Lori, or if this is truth, but I was told that he wanted to run a media campaign. Social media campaign?
I can't say. He did.
I am thoroughly upset, because there are ways of getting out there and getting the things across. One piece of literature might have brought him over the top.
Yeah,
there's no excuse. I'm sorry. There's no excuse. You run for a federal office, higher up office. You better know what you're doing.
Yeah, I didn't. Were there any? I didn't ever see any TV commercials.
There was one.
There was John James commercials. I didn't see any from Merlinga at all. I know Brian Jay couldn't afford to do that, so he didn't have any. But all I'm trying to say is that between the two districts, they're huge districts. It's a lot of people, and it's been red for 20 years. I mean, you think that they would put some money into to help the candidates so that we can change that. You know, that's my thing. That's what I feel.
Sorry, yeah. I was getting money plea letters from all over the country. I have yet to get a piece of literature or a money plea letter from the Marlinga campaign or the gal in your district. I can't remember her name right now. Something's wrong with this picture.
Yeah.
It just isn't gelling for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the bottom line is, I was getting
money
something.
Letters from Arizona, California, all over, Pennsylvania, Republican.
Yeah.
But the two candidates in my own state, I never even got a money plea letter. And, you know, when I sat down and wrote my checks, you write what's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. The thing is, no, the DNC didn't help them one lick. Brian J. is a good man, but yet still he's up to this day getting death threats.
Yeah.
Carl Marlinga is a public servant of impeccable quality and class, you know, and the DNC wouldn't help them, you know.
Yeah,
so how and Marlin goes in striking distance a District 10, you know.
Yes,
just give them money.
Yeah, but I don't think the candidates were thinking.
Sometimes the candidates need help. Sometimes the candidates carried it on and on. That they're going to Oklahoma, Nebraska, different places. What would those kind of chance in hell and giving candidates money there? Why not in a blue state like Michigan?
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
And you're still giving money in Florida, giving money in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God bless Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah.
I hope he wins something somewhere next time. But Jesus Christ, Democrats, you know, the DNC, giving money to places we don't have a hope or a chance, a worse chance in hell. Kelly from Michigan, hello.
Yeah, but I'm listening to the Michigan thing, and I'm thinking about it. But look what we did win. And now I understand what you're saying, because in my own area, Tim Walberg won in the Republican Party. Yes, I was telling Lori, people should have been, when they were voting in Michigan, and they voted greatly for our three women, they should have been straight ticket blue. You wouldn't have seen the problems that you guys are speaking of.
Yeah.
But for some reason, people didn't do straight tickets.
Yeah, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
I heard a comment today, and it just is bothering me, very, very much. The comment came from somebody who's a Democrat. I almost voted for John James because he talked really nice and he sounded very intelligent on TV. I didn't even know who his opponent was until I went to vote, and I voted straight Democratic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many people did not know who Carl Marlinga is?
Well,
some
that person,
don't.
All I could have done is just Google who John James' opponent is. You know, now it takes a minute to just Google.
I know that. You know that. The average voter doesn't think that way.
Well, you know, maybe it's election.
Well,
you know,
we're politically involved. We know you. Google it. You call your friends up. You call the union up. You call somebody who's involved in politics up. You might even call the opposite side that you're friends with. We are politically involved. I'm talking about the average voter. We don't have newspapers anymore. Not everybody's on social media. A lot of people can't afford cable. They get three channels, maybe. They buy that aerial that gives them a few other channels. They haven't got the resources. Like during the pandemic,
I stopped cars
in parking lots so that the kids could do their homework because they didn't have a computer.
Okay.
I mean,
and everybody have a phone, right? A cell phone that could go online and make diligent, you know, and say who is John James running against, who, what's her name, McLean running against, and, you know, look up those people. And that would take 5 minutes. You know, they couldn't yeah. jump on the phone and do that. You know,
and for that person to say,
oh, you know, John James sound intelligent and eloquent. He's a goddamn Republican. Don't vote Republican.
Yeah.
Can't you get that three-head people? You know, the Republican guys say they're going to get rid of Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, take public funds out of schools and put in private chartered schools. What do you understand?
Yeah.
What don't you understand about voting Republican? Are you that dense and stupid? You know, come on. People are stupid.
I'm right there with you.
But how stupid are the people who voted for John James when he has ran? That was the third time he ran in the state.
Right.
Did people not know that? He lost the other two times.
He ran on the east side of the state. They changed these boundaries. It even had people like me who were politically involved trying to figure out where these boundaries were at. I would Google, and say, you know, Google isn't always easy to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't always easy. It will jump.
They did change the boundaries, but in some cases it helped Democrats in the state. And, you know, it just happens to be that in our district, it didn't help the state. Now, in my district, which what used to be 10, is 9 now, we've been red for 20 years. I mean, we've been red for 20 freaking years. So, I mean, was I surprised? Not really, you know. But I just think Marlinga maybe had a chance because of his name. You know, he's well-known in Macomb County, but obviously he lost. By a small margin, he did lose. And there's nothing we can do about it now. I mean, we can say messed up and, you know, this is what maybe. And it's all hindsight now. So, you know, but we have, like Kelly said, we have, you know, we have we have our women back. We have our Supreme Court. You know, we have the House. We have the Senate now. Things can move in Michigan. And that's what we have to look at, the big picture. And just, you know, that's it. For now, that's all we can do.
Yeah, well, we passed Proposition 3, which was a woman's right to control her own body. That was very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very important.
Yes, 1, 2, and 3 all passed. So, I mean, things went well in Michigan. I guess that's my point that I'm trying to make. Am I disappointed that I'm still in a red district?
Well, that's where now it's time to get down and dirty to smarten our neighbors up. Put your patriotism hat on, lift people up, and get them to understand each other, and then get them to start voting the right way. That's what it
takes. I think what we need to do is, maybe I'll do it, is to watch John James's voting record, and the minute he screws up, let him have it.
It's going to be just like Lisa McCormick.
He's there for everybody, and I'm going to keep reminding him of that.
I'm just saying, it's no on everything. It's exactly what they do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just like David said when he talked about Republicans a few minutes ago, he's absolutely right. It's no for everything that helps anyone. It's a no, except themselves.
Yeah. Let's talk about Florida for a minute.
Yes.
It was a red tsunami in Florida, and that bastard, Ron DeSantis, is reelected governor.
That son of a bitch,
Marco Rubio was reelected. What do you think went wrong, if anything went wrong, in Florida?
I was so disappointed. You know what bothered me the most with Florida?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand that, you know, people, you know, they vote, they had some early voting. But Florida, why is Florida always the first state? It seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that it's the first state that always declares victory. I mean, it's just...
I've been saying that, and the people that live in Florida go, what are you talking about? They want to be argumentative about it.
you know. But I mean, it seemed like a couple hours after, you know, all the polls were starting to come in. I mean, Ron DeSantis, he won right away. That was it, you know. And Rubio, Ron, he won right away. There was no discussion. There was, I mean, am I wrong about that? That
you know what? That's what DeSantis did. He single-handedly, you know, redrew districts. And that's how Republicans picked up 3 seats in Florida. He redistricted himself. Why not an independent commission? You know? Yeah. I know he has a Nazi police, the election police. You know, imagine people getting in mail that, hey, you can vote. Here's your voter ID card with a name and address. The poor people, unsuspectingly, went there, voted, and he arrested a whole slew of them. You know, no, tell me, if that's not Nazism, I don't know what the goddamn Nazism is, for real. Because that guy, DeSantis, when Charlie Crist said, hey, 2 years from now, are you going to run for president? And like a fool, he stood up there not saying anything, just looking in the camera, like a stooge, like, you know? That man is going to run for president in 2024. And if Joe Biden run again, Joe Biden is going to whoop his ass because, God, that man is a little bit more intelligent than Trump, but he's just as dangerous, if not worse, you know?
Oh, you're right.
We cannot vote Republican anywhere, anytime, because they tell us what they're going to do. And if we don't know who the Democrat is, then ask around. Go to the person's headquarters. Yep. Get some posters. Get some literature. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, don't say, oh, you know, this Republican sound intelligent. Not to hell with that. You know, they hate the guts. If you don't, you know, if you're not working $500,000 and up or own a corporation, Republicans despise you. They want to fuck you up the ass unlubricated. That's how much they have disdain for the American people. Do you understand the layers?
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
That's a new one on me. I usually say you get screwed. They screw you without Vaseline.
Yeah, man.
It's 100%
correct.
You know?
Yeah, for real.
It is
for but real. On a positive side, Kentucky and Nebraska and Oklahoma voted no on banning abortion, which is a win. Kansas as well. Kansas may have a Democratic governor soon. I don't know if that was called.
Didn't Kentucky also
vote
no on the abortion issue?
Yes.
All those states I just said voted no on the abortion issue. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And New Mexico is full of blue. Yvette Harrell was kicked out, you know, for flapping her ugly face. She's out of there. Good. So New Mexico, like Michigan, is full of blue. I'm happy about that. So, Ron Kette, go home to daddy with his money, or daddy's money, I should say. You know, Michelle Lujan Grisham is elected for her second term. You know, but in California, there are some close races in California. Do you think that, you know, because California and Nevada can take us over the top in the U.S. House, the Senate race there, Cortez Masterson, she's running against a popular Republican. His father was the governor back in the 1980s, and he has money out of the wazoo. Do you think the Democrats can control the U.S. Senate? We need 51. I think it's at 47 to 48 in favor of the Republican. What do you think, Lori?
Sure as hell hope so. I mean, California, I mean, if they go like the rest, you know, like a lot of the states in the country, you know, maybe it's a possibility. Maybe because I really think that the MAGA Republicans really screwed themselves. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people want change. I think that people want to work. I think that people want to, you know, be able to buy groceries. I think they want their Social Security. They want their Medicare. They want to be able, if they need Medicaid or if they need, you know, health care, they want to be able to afford it. I mean, this is what they want. And these MAGA Republicans don't want any of that. They just want, you know, tax cuts for the corporations and fill their pockets with the money of special interest. That's it. There's nothing else that they have offered. And
yeah.
I'm still waiting to hear, you know, what a Republican has offered. You know, the only thing that Ron DeSantis, the Satan, said was, you know, when we had the pandemic, Florida was free. Well, how many freaking people died? How many people died in Florida? He allowed people to work, but they died as well in Florida because their COVID numbers were so high, and he smothered everything. He smothered it all. He wouldn't allow the numbers to go out of the state so that nobody really knew how bad COVID was in the state of Florida. And that is blood on his hands. And I don't care what anybody says. That part is horrible. So Florida, he can say it was free. It was free, free to die. Sure, free to die.
Yeah, he and Rubio are heavyweight sacks of crap. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
They are.
You know, I can't believe they're breathing the same air as I am.
Yeah. And, you know, Val Demings, I mean, she is an awesome human being. You know, she was a chief of police. She, you know, I don't understand Florida. I mean, it needs to just maybe think. I don't know what's the matter with Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It just really hurts.
Right.
So, but
well, any of you watched The View, they said that what puts these crappy Republicans in power is the Latino vote. Because the Republicans keep saying communists.
Yes.
That I don't understand either. Don't they know what the hell is going on?
Yeah, they don't understand. They don't get about Republicans.
Yeah, the you know, saying communism and socialism are the same thing. Well, here in America, we have a democracy. We make a center of left, the Democrats, you know, compared to these whack jobs on the right. But it's not socialism.
Yep.
And when you ask any of these people, what's socialism? What's communism? You know,
the definition of all these words has been changed by the Republicans. For crying out loud, you go across the street and you help your neighbor. That's being social. That's socialism.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And the Republicans have changed the meaning of all these words.
Yeah,
you know, conservatism used to mean that they were fiscally conservative, money-wise. They made sure your tax dollar went where it's supposed to go. Now conservative means how religious are you?
That's about it.
Pseudo-religious. Yeah, hey, so,
We've got our work cut out for us. We have got to start... Mm-hmm. out there, and we've got to keep talking and talking, and we have to keep correcting people. Whether they like it or not, we have to correct them. Some people look at us and say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, but they'll walk away and think about it. And that's what we have to do. We have to take our chances, even if it's in the grocery store line, if we strike up a conversation with someone. We have to keep pushing. If we don't, lucky next time.
Now, if you guys are in that red area, you say, hey, what do you think about our schools? And then they'll 9 out of 10 of them are going to love the local school system. They're going to like the public school system. You got to keep them secure with that, and because the Republican Party wants to deal away with our public schools.
Yeah.
Because of the DeVos family, and that's across the United States.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. That's what people back pocket all the time.
And it started back in the 80s. There was a gal from New Mexico that was on the show a few days ago, and she was talking about the things that she tried to explain to people, and people wouldn't listen. It started here in Michigan in the 80s. With the premise that they were gonna change the school system because of the unions. And if you listen closely, they weren't gonna change the school system because of the unions. They were gonna change the school system so that their private rich friends could get tax dollars.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I just like that gal from New Mexico, I tried telling teachers this, I tried telling people that. They looked at me as if I was nuts.
Yeah, because they don't see the big picture, you know. There's always a big picture, you know what I'm saying? You know, the funny thing is now the Republicans are talking about I just want to say one last thing, David, and I'll let you go on. I just want to say this. The Republicans now are talking about raising the voting age to 21. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
They are. And that's only because Gen Z came out in droves. And that's what put a lot of, you know, they're Democrats. They are Democrats. Gen Z are Democrats. They're progressive thinkers. They're progressive. They care about the environment. And now they're talking about, you know, raising the voting age to 21. I wonder why. Because they're afraid now.
But you can buy a gun at 18.
Well, the whole thing is that, yes, you can buy. They're not against buying an AR-15. They're not against that. They're not against a 10-year-old, you know, being raped and having a child, but they are against the voting, raising the voting. Does that make any sense to you?
No,
that
it doesn't.
No.
That's
the
Republican.
Anyway, Elaine, I'll let you go on everything. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
We really appreciate
Thank
when you call. Yes,
thank you.
That was Elaine in Michigan. Okay, so, you know, I want to make a point on Lauren Boebert. She's in Colorado District 3. Chances of her holding onto her seat is falling faster than her husband dropping his pants for minors. She should go already because this is like the third recount and everything. You know, they need a fourth one now, and every time there's a recount, she gets more and more votes. Something not right. Something not air about that. For real. Something is up.
Yeah, I agree with you. There is something muddy there. And why are they just allowing all these recounts? Why? You know, I mean, the other candidate does not have a say in this. Are they agreeing on these recounts?
You know, one recount and that should be it. You know, go win or go home. But these Republicans are so damn ungracious and full of themselves. You know, Boebert, for example, went in there broke as hell. She lose her business, her restaurant bar, which was garbage here, garbage food, you know, garbage service, garbage everything. And, you know, everybody in there walking in with a gun and everything, like this is a goddamn Wild West, you know. And now, you know, 2 years in Congress, she's worth $27 million. How the hell is that possible? I want a job like that where I can, like, piss around and don't do anything and get $27 million. What legislation have she done, co-sponsored or sponsored? Nothing. She's talking about, oh, Jesus should be in the Constitution and hallelujah. Not to hell with you. Vote her ass out. Should go. You know, people like her should go.
I can't even believe that she's even close. It's just, that just explains to me that I don't understand people. You know? Where's the mentality? You know?
And Herschel Walker shouldn't be in a runoff. It should be a spelling bee, you know, against Warnock. You know, because that man is so goddamn unintelligent, Herschel Walker. You know?
Yep.
I mean, what is Georgia is so backward in terms of racism. Like, just because you have an R behind your name, you may vote for a person who can't put two sentences together, talking about bad air from China coming to America and all good air going to China. What the hell does that mean? Why do people vote for morons like this? Why? Why? And these super PACs, you know? And then this idiot Walker saying, oh, I was an astronaut. Oh, you know, flashing badge during the debate, you know? Like, oh, yes, I'm in this county and that county. Oh, yes, you know, I was an astronaut. You know, to hell with you. Go to hell, Herschel Walker. And I'm just put in $50 for Herschel Walker, I mean, for Warnock. Because Warnock on December 6th whoop his candy ass. Because a man like Herschel Walker who run out on his kids and threaten his wife and put a gun to her head should be under the prison. Not running for United States Senate. To hell with him. But
I
digress.
It's just so wrong. It's just so wrong.
Yeah.
And it's almost laughable. It's really laughable because if he does win, what is he going to do? He has no clue. He's going to have to call someone every day and say, oh, what am I doing
today? I know what he's
going to
do. He's Yeah, you know what he's going to do? He's going to be a good little Negro, a little Uncle Tom, and do as he's told. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's why he's there, the talking black.
He's not a leader. He's not a leader. He's a follower. He can be brainwashed easy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a moron. Oh, speaking of morons, Donald Trump, I heard that he was very pissed, according to some sources, that, you know, a majority of his candidates lost, you know.
Yep.
So, Lori, what's your take on that now, you know?
I think it's hysterical. Dixon, who was running, running here in Michigan against Gruskin, he was, you know, hand-chosen by Donald Trump. So was DiCerno.
Mm-hmm.
He was running for attorney general, and he was handpicked by Trump. He lost. So, you know, and also Carmano, the woman, she was running for Secretary of State. She's a wacko.
Mm-hmm.
She was handpicked as well. They all lost.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
I know, just typical Donald Trump. If they won, he'll take the credit. If they lost, he doesn't know them. You know?
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Narcissistic rat bastard. That's the type of Donald Trump. That's the type of person Trump is. You know?
Yep.
Well, I said when I heard that people are saying, well, Herschel Walker might have Trump there for him, and I go, I hope he does. I hope he goes. Because then Herschel will lose.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I hope
he stands
behind
him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's crazy. It is very crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
How about Arizona race? Do you think Kate Hobbs is going to win? Or would that lunatic Carrie Lake,
Oh, my goodness. When we were talking about, you know, the strategy of Carrie Lake versus Hobbs, and you were kind of upset because you felt that she didn't, you didn't feel she was effective enough. And do you remember that? And then,
she wasn't campaigning across the state like Carrie.
Right. Exactly.
I'm with David on that one. Yeah.
But isn't it funny that she is so close to winning? She did something right. That means there's hope in Arizona. You know, that means there's hope as far as I'm concerned. Because, you know, you're right. She wouldn't, remember when you said that she wouldn't debate Carrie Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you told her? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
She refused to debate her.
And then, you know, and you thought maybe that's, you know, she would lose because of that. Maybe she made the right choice. I don't know.
But she was getting really bad death threats. I heard she was getting some serious death threats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. All those
and
candidates.
And so that, right.
All
and
those
so she backed off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And those, you know, and that Carrie Lake, there is something's wrong with her. I mean, she's just off. It's like she's almost cynical and mean and aggressive. She's got this, I don't know what it is about her, but there's something like hateful about her. You know?
I think somebody liked a fuse or a tampon string. Yeah, somebody liked a fuse to carry a tampon string, so she's gone ballistic here.
Yeah.
But look at other races now. Notable races, too close to call. Markell in Arizona has 51.7% of the votes, 75% of the precincts reporting in. And Nevada, that U.S. Senate race, Adam Laxalt has 49.2% with 84% reporting in. His opponent is the incumbent, Catherine Cortez Musto.
Mm-hmm.
She has 47.8%. You know, so coming down to the wire, and hopefully, you know, the Senate in Nevada get reelected. In Arizona, won Jevin Hodge for the Democratic Party is at 50.8%. 78% reporting in. California, John Duarte from the Republican Party, 50.2%, 58% of the precincts reporting in. David Valadao, Republican Party, he's in the lead, 54%, 40% reporting in. Mike Garcia, another Republican in California, 27th, is at 56.4%. 59% of the precincts reporting in. Kate Porter, my favorite, one of my favorites in Congress, California 47th District. She's at 50.8%, 60% reporting in for the precincts. Mike Levin of the Democrats, California 49th, 51.7%, 59% of the precincts reporting in. In Colorado 8th, Yadira Caraveo, Democratic Party, 98% reporting. And Yadira is having a little problem, you know, as, well, not really a little problem, but she's 1% in front of Barbara Kirkmayer, the Republican Party, another Trumper, another rat bastard Trumper. Let me see. Jared Golden, Maine, 2nd District, 99% reporting in, and... It's still too close to call. Bruce Poliquin is a Republican challenging him in Maine. Which other races? A couple more. Dina Titus, Nevada 1st District. She's in the lead right there. Nevada 3, Susie Lee, 93% reporting. She's at 51%. So her opponent's 49%. Brandon Williams, New York 22, is a Republican stronghold. Brandon Williams is a Republican. He's in the lead. Oregon 6th District, Andres Salinas, the Democratic Party, with 77% of the precincts reporting in. And, you know, she is in the lead by 1.7% over Mike Erickson of the Republican Party, a next fascistic bastard, Nazi rat bastard. And another one is, last one, Jehanna Haynes from Connecticut 5th District, predominantly a Democratic stronghold. And, you know, win that seat and Connecticut will be full blue. There's no stopping them. George Logan, the Republican Party, is nipping at his heels at 49.6%. Yeah, so, you know, these races... We determine who control the U.S. House of Representatives. And I can't stress it enough that, you know, absentee ballots haven't been counted fully yet. Early voting haven't been counted fully yet. So there's hope for the Democrats to win both chambers in the House and the Senate. We'll have to hold on to hope.
Yep. I'm holding on to hope. That's for sure.
And a lot of military votes haven't been counted yet. So, you know... You know, hopefully they can be counted quick and, yeah, and Democrats get the win that they need, that America needs. Because imagine the House of Representatives being run and Marjorie Taylor Greene is a chairman of some committee, some like the Ways and Means Committee or Judiciary Committee.
It'll just be sickening, you know, it'll be sickening. You know, they will put a stop to everything. You know, Biden will basically, you know, the administration will be a lame duck because they won't get anything done. And that's what we'll have to look at till 2024, you know. And you know, President Biden, as we've talked many times, has done a lot already. You know, his administration is moving forward and doing things that are going to prosper this country. And it's just shame that these Republicans are just so hell-bent and maybe jealous too and hell-bent on just destroying our democracy in our country. It doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, but that's the path that they were on. You know, maybe after these midterms, maybe they're going to decide that, you know, denying that the 2020 election was rigged and all this other crap that they've been spewing for all this time was a waste of their time because they knew it was a lie. No. They went.
Yeah, and you know what? They said it to get Trump support, and it backfired. spectacularly mm-hmm. and a loss, you know.
Yep.
So the culture wars with Donald Trump and the far right and the MAGA and evangelical morons pushing, they lost that culture war because of people. So no,
yes,
the hell with you, you know.
No, they did. I mean, they rejected it. I mean, they rejected it. They thought about it, and they thought, this is not what we want. This is not the country that we want to live in. You know, we don't want to go backwards. Mm-hmm. We want a democracy. You know, it's just, you know, and this is what we voted for, and we're not going to let that go. And I'm going to these young voters, pay attention to them because they are the ones that are going to make the change in the country coming for the next election. And if we can, we need strong candidates. We need we need candidates like Barack Obama. I'm not saying Barack Obama himself, but his style, that Barack
Obama. His caliber.
Language. Yeah.
We need that. We need people like that. Beto O'Rourke, he's another one. Communication style is awesome. And so is Pete Buttigieg. He's awesome. And Newsom. And Newsom in California.
Oh.
And he's another one.
My heart.
So they're out there. We have them. We just have to get them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get them motivated and get some new blood.
Yes.
We need younger people. We need younger people.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. Get new, fresh ideas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need.
Yes.
Get these rhinos out of there. It's time to go.
Mm-hmm. I have an update on the Senate. Republican Party have 48 seats, the Democrats 46. Democrats gain one seat, Republicans lost one. And remember, 51 is the magic number. Do you think Democrats can, you know, get that 51 seat majority?
You know, I'd be happy if they just got so that all they need is Kamala Harris for that. You know what I'm saying? To break the tie. I mean, I would be happy with that. Of course, more is always better, but I would be happy with that. You know?
Yes.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
I really would.
Yeah. Well, we'll still have Kirsten Sinema in Arizona, the next nut job lunatic, and we'll have the guy from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, you know, who tried to be playing king, the kingmaker.
Yes.
You know, I mean, if we get the 51 seat majority, then we'll need their vote anymore.
I did forget about it for a moment, and Sinema. I forgot about those two. Because they are usually the spoilers, right?
Yeah.
They
try
to be spoilers.
Kirsten Sinema.
Let's put it that way. They try to be spoilers.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Now that the midterms are over with and the dust is going to settle, you know, within the next week or two, the dust will settle. And however it turns out, you know, how we want it to turn out, but we have no control. Do you think that the DOJ, Merrick Garland, is going to indict Trump anytime soon?
Hell yeah.
I mean, really?
Hell yeah.
Is that coming?
Yeah. Yes,
I mean,
man.
I don't know. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I understand waiting until the midterm. You know, you didn't want to do it before the midterms because that would just create a whole nother, you know, problem because, of course, you know, they're picking on, you know, the Republicans and the MAGAs and, you know, how that would have been.
Yeah, they're a bunch of whiny bitches, snowflakes. That's
right.
What they're.
So, the QAnon that's been coming up through the rope, too many of them. Yeah.
Right. So now that that's all over with, I think that the Attorney General needs to move forward fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because before we know it's going to be 2023, and it's right around the corner, and then we are going into another presidential election. God help us all,
mm-hmm.
you know? And
yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like that's all we do in this country, you know? We have
yeah.
elections.
A lot of drinking. A lot of drinking, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, money to spend, the right wing, the super PACs, $1 billion. What the
yes,
hell?
That's what I'm, yes.
Yep.
That's the thing.
They're trying to
it's
buy
just,
elections, you know? Your friends them in Michigan, the DeVos
yeah.
family. Jesus, yeah. man, $1 billion.
And the funny
anyway.
Thing is, they're not even
mm-hmm.
hiding it anymore. You know, Betsy
nope.
DeVos did come out and say, yeah, that's I'm backing Tudor Dixon. Yep, basically, yep, that's
mm-hmm.
it. My money's
mm-hmm.
going to her.
Yeah.
He basically came out and said it. And
yep.
it's not even hidden anymore. So...
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even want to go. Well, listen to this, guys. So I don't
mm-hmm.
even want to go to Grand Rapids because of the DeVos family. But then you learn
mm-hmm.
the new speaker of our state capitol is from Grand Rapids, the Democrat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
she's from Grand. I'm like,
yeah.
she's from Grand Rapids? Oh, my God.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know. Isn't that great?
Yeah, we'll have another caller calling.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Subscribe to facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Remember tonight, when you're calling, say first name, where you're calling from. The number again, folks, 515-605-9802. We'll have Susie from Michigan. Hello, Susie. Welcome aboard.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are
it's
you?
It's a lot better today than yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Maybe
I got
are.
Some updates. I'm sitting here watching with the sound off. MSNBC, they're doing updates. GOP,
uh-huh.
49 in the Senate,
mm-hmm.
and Dems, 48.
Mm-hmm.
So we gained one. Arizona,
mm-hmm.
Kelly, with 79% of the vote in. He's at 51.7%,
mm-hmm.
and Masters is at 46.1%.
That's beautiful.
Lexalt
okay, so
from Nevada.
Kelly,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
they just popped it up, so I thought I'd tell you.
86%
of the vote in Nevada. The GOP
mm-hmm.
guy is still ahead, 49.2, and Mastro is 27.8. In Arizona,
whoa.
Hobbs and Lake with 79%
mm-hmm.
of the vote in. Hobbs, 50.7.
Oh.
Lake, 49.3.
Nice.
In Georgia,
nice.
With 99, Warlock
mm-hmm.
is 49.6 and Walker 48.3. I know they got to do a runoff, but it's closing in more on Warnock, so they gained
yes.
some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's looking
what do you
better.
Think in Georgia, Susan? Susan,
but,
you think in Georgia? You think in Georgia that the rigged it probably because Herschel Walker is too stupid. Who would vote for a stupid person like him?
No, I think they got too many megas, and they just believe the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah.
He's a moron.
Yeah.
And there's no reason, and he has no experience, not even in a school
mm-hmm.
board. Why is he running for
yeah.
Senate? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I think Herschel Walker's parents were siblings. That could explain his
No, if they couldn't find anybody else to run against Warlock because they were smarter than that and they got this dumbass to do it. They're backing him. That's
yeah.
all.
And you know what? Republicans in Georgia, you know, think that, you know, people like Herschel Walker, black people, should be like Herschel Walker. Was they're
mm-hmm.
told, not very intelligent, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just a rubber
well,
stamp for their bullshit.
Exactly. They want him to vote like they tell him to vote. He doesn't have to
mm-hmm.
do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just pay him and they say, you do this and you do that, and he will.
And
that's what
yeah.
that is.
Sick
talk
bunch.
About a puppet.
Sick
it's disgusting.
Yeah, sick bunch of people.
And you know,
yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I'm is
gonna
that
turning in the grave. Mm, go ahead.
No kidding. Stacey Abrams. I mean, boy, oh boy. You know, Abbott. He is just. It was at Kemp. Wait, let me think. Maybe I confused myself.
Kemp.
Yeah, theater.
Kemp in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean, Kemp is another one. He is just doesn't do anything for the state, his people in Georgia. Stacey Abrams is so intelligent, articulate. She's worked so hard, and that's another state. Why? Why don't they vote for people that are for their interest, for their daily lives? It doesn't make any sense. And then O'Rourke, that broke my heart, because that man worked harder than any politician in the whole country in this midterm, in my opinion. And he didn't win. I thought for sure the young people would come out. He hit in universities, small towns. I mean, he had it together.
I know, it's too sad. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It is a piece of garbage. I mean, he is cynical, and he's mean. And
you know what?
Him back.
Yeah, and you know what? When when snow comes, and it's real cold, and you have snowstorms and everything, and Greg got on again, thank Greg Abbott. You know, because he did nothing last year for them, you know, and when that school shooting in Uvalde happened, so, you know, if teachers had guns, you know, it could have been a lot worse and blah, blah, blah. And these people voted for Greg Abbott again. What?
I don't get it at all. I mean, how much money did they put behind him, you know?
Do you think it's rigged in that state as well? I mean, can that be? I mean, I don't know, because Uvalde, you would think with Uvalde, what happened there? I mean, that should have really resonated with the people of Texas. Are they that backwards in Texas? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I'd never go. So.
It just doesn't make any sense.
When I was driving from Florida, going through Texas, all I could hear is banjo music playing. I was like, please don't stop me, don't stop me. You know, because... You know, going through Mississippi, Alabama, that, you know, God, these people are so fucking backward. That's my point, you know? And, you know me, I speak proper English. You ladies understand when I speak and everything. Sometimes when I speak fast, people don't understand because of my accent. But I speak proper English, you know?
Yeah.
If I spoke Jamaican patois, people wouldn't understand. They think I come from another universe, you know? But I speak proper English slowly and everything. And...
Yeah.
My experience coming into Texas, I was ordering something at a gas station. I said, and the lady was basically screaming at me, can you say that a little bit slow? You know, like, I'm deaf. I'm like, I'm speaking English, lady. What's the problem? So we don't understand your kind. I'm like, oh, my God, you know? I'm like, okay, never mind. Next gas station, you know? That's how Americans are, you know? Some Americans, I should say. You know, it's just irritating.
The ignorant ones.
The ignorance is just astounding,
man. Well, they only can
speak
one language, English. They don't speak more than one, so that's not good either.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the only country that does that. Everybody else, at least two or three, they know.
Yeah. But we're a multicultural society, you know, and some people want English to be the national language. No. You know, I speak a little Italian, speak a little Spanish or Spanglish.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? I'm from a multicultural family. My grandmother,
or whatever.
My grandmother was Spanish, full-blown Spanish. My grandfather on that side was Jewish. So what the hell? You know?
Yeah.
Crap like this only happen in America. And that's why the world look at us and laugh and say, wow, what a bunch of morons. What buffoons. You know,
you go everywhere
because of
in
color
Europe, and they all speak English plus their language plus other ones, you know. They speak French,
exactly.
They speak Italian.
Exactly.
They can speak, and especially people in business and runs the stores and the restaurants. They do it because if you know a different language, you sell the tourists and everything else. You can run businesses better, but no, we're too stupid over here.
Or willfully ignorant. I wouldn't say, some people stupid, kind of inbred, like in the South. I mean, no apologies for that. I used to live in the South for years. Jesus, you know, Panama City Beach, for example, 86% in Panama City Beach are Trump Republicans. And one of the main reasons why I came to New Mexico, because I know it was a blue state, and the people are accommodating and, you know, want to learn about you, you learn about them. You know, pleasant exchange. But in Florida, you know, you be riding your bicycle to work, people throwing garbage at you, spitting at you.
Really?
You know, saying, nigger, go back home to Africa. Shit
Are
like
you
that.
Kidding
you know,
me?
That's what I went through. You know, North Florida. South Florida is a little bit different. Yeah, you know. So what will the racists and the QAnons
do? That's stupid,
when...
and that's ignorant. They're morons.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear people with an accent or a language, I like to, where are you from? And if they, you know, if it's Italian or French, where I know a little bit of a French, but not much, but I understand a little more, I engage them because you get a chance to speak it, you know? And I think it's cool and, you know, ask questions. I think it's neat. But, you know, to do something like that, you've got to be kidding me. It should be a crime.
People are rude and nasty.
Yeah.
On another note, I wanted to talk for a minute about Alex Jones. He was ordered to pay nearly $500 million to Sandy Hook families in additional damages.
Good.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. But they got to go after all his money, you know, because he was hiding it and put it in his parents' name and shit.
Yep.
So they got to get after him.
So a Connecticut judge on Thursday ordered right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay an additional $473 million in punitive damages over the lies he told about the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Connecticut Superior Court Judge Barbara Bellis awarded the families over $323 million in common law punitive damages for attorney fees and costs, $150 million in damages under a state law, the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act, which prohibits unfair competition and deceptive acts. So, you know what? I hope he's bankrupt plus. Because
knocked off the he shouldn't have his show. They should take him off the air.
Yeah.
Because right after they punished him the first time, he went right back and said, oh, they lied and it's not true and blah, blah.
Yep.
And he was talking the same garbage.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so
now
he's, you know, got these extra damage, this extra, it's billions, $500 million. So in additional damages, let's hope this puts him under and, you know,
Wasn't he worth a couple billion already?
Huh?
I think he was worth that with that and selling all his T-shirts and crap. He was worth over $1 billion. So they got to look for every penny.
Let's hope that all of this
takes him off the air.
Yeah.
And as Elaine rightly said, we need to bring back the fairness doctrine.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
When Reagan took that out in 84, we need the fairness doctrine.
Yep.
Okay, I want to play like a clip of Joe Biden's speech, the highlights of his speech after the midterm elections. Here it is. Okay. One sec.
They have a path to hold control of the Senate, and they limited Republican gains in the House. President Joe Biden hailing a successful midterm election night for Democrats as voters prevented a sweeping Republican wave many expected.
And we lost fewer seats in the House of Representatives than any Democratic president's first midterm election in the last 40 years. And we had the best midterm for governors since 1986.
Democrats could still lose control of one or both houses of Congress, but it's closer than Republicans anticipated. Right now, neither party has reached the 218 seats needed to win the House. And in the Senate, Republicans need 51 seats to win. Democrats need 50 because Vice President Kamala Harris serves as the tiebreaker during votes on legislation. Votes are still being tallied in key states across the country where it's too close to call, Arizona and Nevada among them. And the Georgia Senate race, which could determine control of the Senate is headed to a runoff, as neither Democrat Raphael Warnock nor Republican Herschel Walker received more than the 50% of the vote required to win. In Pennsylvania, Democrats flipped the Senate seat, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman defeating his Republican opponent, Mehmet Oz.
And I'm going to continue to work across the aisle and deliver for the American people.
Biden promising bipartisanship, but warning he'll veto any attempt to pass a national ban on abortion. Abortion rights advocates won in all four states where the issue was on the ballot, Michigan, California, Vermont, and Kentucky.
The future of America is too promising to be trapped in an endless political warfare.
Looking ahead to 2024, Biden says it's his intention to run again, but that will be a family decision. He says he'll likely announce that decision by early next year.
Yes, it was a good turnout by Democrats and independents and millennials and, you know, Generation X and women especially. This vote, women came out in droves. I'm proud of you women out there who vote in Democrats. You know, and shame on you, ones who voted Republican, because Republicans don't give a shit about you. They don't care about you. You know, what else can we say and prove to you that Republicans don't care about you? You know, they have that little, sound bites and everything from Fox News, you know, but deep down, they don't give a shit about you. When will you learn, people who vote Republican? Are you that dense? Are you that backward, ignorant?
Just
I don't know.
On the thing with insulin, the price is down for Medicare. You would think all the diabetics would vote Democratic, wouldn't you? And there's millions of them. And because the Republicans are so bought and paid for by pharmaceuticals, you would think that everybody would vote to reverse what's going on now. In medicine, it's ridiculous. I mean, insulin costs $6 and they charge you $300. Give me a break. Yep. How much is enough?
Absolutely.
Yeah, some cases cost $1,200. Now, CBS Even News, key races in Nevada and Arizona. This is on the CBS Even News tonight. Nora Donnell. And this is, well, no, let's skip that. That was a day ago. This is what Kara Lake was saying, that if she loses, then it was rigged, it was stolen. Here it is.
Yeah, she...
Ms. Chris Van Cleed is in Phoenix as the votes are still being tabulated.
Tonight, across Arizona, it's all over but the counting of hundreds of thousands of outstanding mail-in ballots. In the closely watched Senate race, incumbent Mark Kelly has a slight edge over his Republican challenger, Trump back Blake Masters.
It doesn't look like we're going to have the final results in a little while.
Democrat Katie Hobbs began the day with a very narrow lead over Kerry Lake, another Trump endorsee, who predicted victory while criticizing a technical glitch that slowed voting in Arizona's biggest county.
We had a big day today, and don't let those cheaters and crooks think anything different. We will get to work turning this around. No more incompetency and no more corruption in Arizona elections.
Republican election officials in Maricopa County disputed Lake's accusations.
I absolutely reject those statements. They're without basis.
Due north in Nevada, another Senate race hangs on an ongoing ballot count. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in Las Vegas.
The day started with the Democratic incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto and her GOP rival Adam Laxalt separated by about 23,000 votes. But we learned here today at the Clark County Election Center that there are more than 27,000 mail-in ballots still to be counted over the next several days. Both candidates expressed optimism but urged patience.
We know this will take time and we won't have more election results for several days.
We have a lot of our votes coming in all across the state yet to be tabulated.
Back in Arizona, if Kerry Lake pulls off a win, she'll cement herself as a rising star in the MAGA wing of the GOP.
Do you plan to serve your entire term in Arizona, or are you open to being the VP?
I am going to not only be the governor of Arizona for 4 years, I'm going to do 2 terms. I'm going to be your worst freaking nightmare.
So the
he's not wrong about that, right?
In type votes. Those have to be verified, and that work's been going on behind us here. Once that's done, they can be counted. It's slow. That's why it may take a couple more days, Nora.
All right, Chris Van Cleve, thanks very much.
So that was the CBS Evening News with Nora Donnell, the latest highlights and everything. And yeah, you're right. She'd be a friggin' nightmare for the next 4 years if she's governor. She's a friggin' nightmare now,
yes.
Please.
Yes.
Good Lord.
All she is a TV personality.
Naked, huh?
She doesn't know anything about politics. She never ran
what?
For office. She's just weird and wrong and, oh, my God, she's a nightmare.
Why would she make a comment like that? Why would you say that? I'm going to be your
ignorant.
Worst.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's trying to be a wannabe Trump, you know, say he's going to, even before the election, he said, if I lost, it's crooked, right? But not if I won,
yeah.
But if I lost, it's crooked.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And for people to believe that crap, I don't understand.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
You know, there was this little article that I just want to read. It takes a minute, but it says so much.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a local newspaper down here. It says, be yourself. If you voted Republican because you fear socialism, then live your truth. Do not accept Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. Avoid public beaches, parks, and libraries. Do not allow your children to attend tax-supported or take advantage of food programs. Drive only on toll roads. Do not call 911 unless you intend to pay for your services rendered. There you go.
I love that.
Isn't
oh,
that
I
beautiful?
Love that. That is
yeah.
perfect.
It is perfect.
Moron.
Yeah. It's good.
Socialist, my ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they want to, if the Republicans get in power, they want to cut Social Security and Medicare that we all paid into all our working lives, and they want to change that. But that's okay to give, you know, not have Amazon pay taxes at all,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, idiots like, what's his name, Mega Guy. Oh, God. Anyway, you know, it's
Bezos.
Not right.
Bezos. You're talking about Bezos?
That, well,
Elon Musk.
Yeah, but
you're thinking
Elon Musk is the other idiot.
Yeah.
They need to pay their fair share. What the hell?
They all do. They all do. There's a.
I mean, when we had our company
them.
And everything, you had that 33%. You didn't get out of it. It was 33%,
no.
period.
Yeah. I know.
And then you could not donate more than 2400 dollars a year to a politician.
Mm-hmm.
That's total. That's all you could give.
Yeah.
You could give to more than one politician, but that one person you couldn't give like millions.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be kidding me. There,
I
mean,
well,
Congress is bought and paid for, and it drives me nuts. And they will not change the voting things. They're in deep shit now with investing, right? They've been doing, they got inside information, they've been buying and selling, and their family's not supposed to. You're supposed to not, you know, not mess with your investments while you're in office. And, no, they are. And like you said, they're millionaires all of a sudden when they become senators and reps. How come?
I know, it's funny, isn't it? It's like hitting the lottery.
Yeah, they're not any better than Venezuela.
Door.
Yeah, the revolving doors, right. You know?
Yep. There should be a law banning that. You know, if you serve in Congress,
mm-hmm.
whether
there
House or
be.
Senate.
They used to be, and they changed the law.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
What's really nice, just to change the subject for a minute, the student loan forgiveness is going to be a big deal because it's going to, these are going to be our young voters. We have to remember all of this and think about this. They're going to be our young voters, and they're going to remember
who, you know, facilitated the student loan forgiveness program, and it's the Democrats, and they will remember that. And the other thing that's nice about it is that, you know, once these students, you know, get part of their loans paid off or a chunk of it, and, you know, they'll have money to do other things. They'll have money to, you know, buy a car, or they'll have money to, you know, go to dinner or travel. They won't be, you know, burdened with all this student debt, because it's ridiculous in this country what they charge for college. So, I mean, that is futuristic as well. And we have to think about that, too.
Did you see that a federal judge said it's illegal and he overturned it?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he blocked it. It was on one of the news feeds, you know, that we look at. I didn't read the whole detail of it, but he did that today.
Well, a lot of the student loan borrowers, they're going to see their balances reduced up to $20,000. It's going through. The administration is waiting on a green light, from a federal judge, to actually start reducing balances. But Phil says applicants can expect good news in the coming weeks.
I mean, it's ridiculous what they charge for the colleges. And when, you know, the head of the colleges are making millions of dollars, why?
Yeah.
They're not doing
I know.
It, you know?
But ladies, I want to ask that question.
For donors.
Yeah. Well, I guess my point here is just that, you know, these are future voters, and they will remember. They will
for
remember.
Sure.
You know, they're future voters.
I hope they came out this year, because that would have helped them.
Yeah.
I want to ask a question. How the hell did the people in Uvalde vote heavily in favor of Abbott over Beto? That's what I don't – I can't understand that, because I'm looking at the statistic right here.
Are you looking at it? I don't know.
Yeah,
really?
And the voted over. Yeah, after the kids were murdered.
You think that's rigged?
The voted for.
You think that's rigged?
I don't know. Maybe it's something in the water. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a feeling that something's fishy there. I mean, honestly
Truly,
think about that.
Beto went to every funeral for every child and every adult who died at Uvalde. And,
yes, he did.
You know, visit with the families, talk with them and everything. Abbott Abbott didn't give a shit about them. But yet still voted overwhelmingly for Abbott.
That's what I'm saying.
He can't even keep the lights on in his state.
Yeah. Yeah, the
yeah,
grid.
That's why
mm-hmm,
I think that
mm-hmm.
there's something not right. I mean, honestly and truly, if I lived in Uvalde and I read that, I would say, and you didn't really vote for him. I mean, don't you think that? I mean, that sounds very fishy to me. It does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Those parents were.
I have
so
another question.
Those families. Those families were.
I have
so
another
upset.
Question.
Yes.
I have another question. How much would you bet that Herschel Walker is somewhere asking if he's a blue or the red? That's how stupid the man is.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
I
well, yeah, it's a joke.
Know,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, but, you know, is it a joke or is it factual? Because he's so soft in the head, you know. Imagine him serving the U.S. Senate.
Oh,
that's scary.
Yeah, that's really scary. It's very scary.
Okay, so on the agenda, the MAGA GOP agenda go through under a majority in the House. This is what we have to look forward to. Abolishing of the January 6th Commission. Investigating Dr. Fauci, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden's son, impeaching Biden and Kamala Harris. You know, those are things that we'll have to look forward to. You know,
and what are they going to do for the people? They don't have one thing. I mean, they didn't vote for infrastructure. They didn't vote for any medical help with anybody. They didn't vote for all that help after the COVID hit. I mean, they vote against everything. So what are they running on? What?
Well, no. You know, Democrats passed it, but they ran on the success of it passing and them getting money.
Well, I know, and the people are stupid when they go home to their constituents and say, oh, don't you like that new bridge I'm going to build you? And they know that he didn't even vote for it. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. You know, and some people are so out of the loop. They're so out of the loop that they don't know that they're a congressperson who's Republican, voted against it. You know, it just takes one click on your phone to go to Google or whatever, Ballotpedia.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many out there.
Yep.
And stop watching Fox News and get other sources of information. But no, the ignorance is so rampant. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You know, the other thing that I think about, you know, when they keep pounding away every single day on inflation and how everything costs so much and gas and groceries. And there was a story here yesterday that one of the restaurants is no longer serving salads for lunch because romaine lettuce has gone up, skyrocketed in price. They would have to charge $20 or $25 for a salad. And they showed, you know, what they would pay for the romaine lettuce. I mean, so I guess my point that I'm trying to make is that, yes, we do have inflation, but I don't think inflation is because of greed. The inflation
it's greed more than anything.
Yeah.
And today the stock market went nuts. It went up 1,200 points because the inflation dropped 2 points. So
exactly. So that's what I'm trying to say. So, you know, these corporations are making big bucks.
Well, look at the oil company.
Mega money, you know, lots of money, billions of dollars. You know, the CEOs, the people that sit on the boards and all of that, they're all making all kinds of money. But yet, you know, they're telling us, oh, inflation. Well, yeah, they're causing the inflation. They're causing it. You know,
well, did you see where that oil company is going to cut back refineries and lay off like 11,000 people or something like that? And so they'll be making less gasoline and refined oil, but they're going to give that money that they make to their stockholders.
Of course.
And buy back their shares
to
make it bigger, but produce less because they can't.
Because they can't.
That's ridiculous.
So and that's what it's all about. You know, that's the thing in this country. We can go through the list, I mean, the health care and all of that. And it's all about, you know, the bottom line and for these corporations to make tons of money and, you know, and they don't trickle it down. They don't, you know, a lot of times they don't give it back and, you know, to their employees. And yes, that causes what? It causes high prices, inflation. Yes. And our wages don't go up. The wages don't go up as quickly.
No.
And so you have people suffering, you know, and
I hope
what
Biden
needs to
can
be
do
explained.
What he, I hope Biden can do what he said he was going to do. Tax them on their profit.
Going to.
You know, yeah, well, if the Congress is mostly
saying,
blue, he might be
I'm
able to.
I'm just saying, I wish somebody would say, this is why we have inflation, because of these greedy corporations, and start calling them out. I mean,
I know. I don't know why the Dems didn't do that more.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
You know why the Dems won't? Because it's not the Democrats won't, you know, but the media won't. You know, they'd rather show, you know, the Trump highlights, his Nazi rallies, or, you know, the misinformation being fed out there, and not, you know, touting Democratic successes, Joe Biden's successes, and what he's done.
Yeah.
You know, the media companies are owned by the same goddamn people, and that's why the media is a joke now, you know.
I know,
It's sickening. It's ridiculous, man.
I mean, even the moron in advertising could figure that one out. You know, it just didn't make sense.
Hey.
They didn't attack it correctly. They could have won complete. They could have had a landslide of blue. I mean, a big wave.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and the thing is, now Lauren Boebert is on our way to losing Colorado third, hopefully, knock on wood.
Oh, to God, she does.
You know, and support for the dancing.
Did she run for re-election?
Hold on. Yes, she did. Can I make a point first? So hopefully if Lauren Boebert loses, hopefully Dancing with the Stars, you know, call her up, or hopefully Uber, because I need drivers for Uber, you know? Yeah, so, But then again, who gets in a car with her, you know? I wouldn't want a crazy bitch driving around, please, you know?
God.
I guess Manson Cawthorn enjoying his drive, his new job as a taxi service for Uber, you know? Yeah, mm-hmm. You can't see Madison Carson there. Yeah, it's in a wheelchair. That went over everybody's head. Okay, never mind. Moving right along. I'm no Richard Pryor. Clearly, I'm no Richard Pryor. Yes, man. Okay, so where we'll go from here? We have 20 minutes left. If anybody want to call, feel free to call in 515-605-9802 or go to Kitchen Politics at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Leave a comment and everything. And surprisingly, no right-wing callers tonight. Gee, I wonder why. Remember the last show, Lori, that we're saying, it's going to be a landslide, a red wave, you know?
Johnny June tweeted the night of the midterm election, or it was the night before, and he tweeted,
The owner red stain is a ketchup stain on Mar-a-Lago walls as Trump is livid. This is the first time in a long while since probably the 1930s where, you know, the party that's in the White House didn't lose a lot of seats.
I'm watching, you know, without sound, the TV, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, a Dem, projected the winner. And in Kansas, Senator, hold on. I went too far. but she won, too, and they're interviewing her on TV. So the Senator won and the Governor won, Democratic.
Good. Good.
Two more.
In Nebraska.
Yeah, this was a Kansas.
In Kansas. Kansas, right. Deep red Kansas.
So that's pretty good. Yeah, she's a rep. Davids is her name. She's
African American,
winner
right?
on that one. Pardon?
She's African American, isn't she?
I don't know. She looks more Native American to me. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
But,
a lot of Native American.
Charisse Davis.
Mm-hmm.
She wins her third term. So
good.
That's cool.
Good. Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to get a good seat on this couch because Doug, you know, blocking me wanted to be picked. Yeah, but anyway.
In Michigan,
yes,
I just want to say, we have the first woman Senate Majority Leader. Her name is Winnie Brinks.
Yeah.
So really nice. She is Thursday, after being elected by her colleagues in the Democratic Caucus, as the first woman Senate Majority Leader in Michigan. So that's really nice.
Did you watch, it was on the news, I think local news, when they interviewed the Republican minority leader, how he said, well, we're not going to let Gretchen have her way, and he started bad-mouthing.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, we'll reach across the aisle, he was like, forget that, you know, right off the bat.
He was mad. That's how they are.
Yeah.
Bunch of that's all I got to say. They're not going to get their way. Big Grex is going to hold her own.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to give her all kinds of trouble. That's the problem.
Well, the House is now controlled by Democrats. So
I know.
Not too much trouble, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't do squat the whole time anyway. And all that, they wanted to impeach Gretchen because she had a mask mandate. and close the schools in the beginning instead of having dead people all over the place and kids.
Just like Michelle Lujan Grisham in New Mexico, the rural people, you know, were upset that, you know, she locked down the state and everything. But unlike DeSantis, you know, what would they have? You know, damn if we do, damn if we don't. DeSantis kept Florida open. Thousands of people died, you know, unnecessarily, you know. Yeah. And Michelle Lujan Grisham did well, you know. That was the only choice she had, you know. So, you know, congrats to her on her win, and hopefully one night she'll call in. It's so fun and nice that, you know, there's basically a blue wave. We didn't get the majority yet that we needed, but hopefully good sense prevail, and, you know, we'll control both chambers of the Congress, you know, because that would be good. We can see America going forward in the next 2 years because, God forbid, the Republicans win both chambers in Congress.
So
we
have to keep thinking that it's going to work out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, didn't they say it was 40 years since this has happened, that the switchover? It's been 40 years and this has happened. So we're on a roll, hopefully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yes. Yeah, man. Yep, I love how on a roll, you know, we're going far, you know, we'll win this. I'm confident we'll win this. All right, so I'll let everybody go now. Thank you for calling in, Susie. And,
you're welcome. Have a good night, you guys.
Good night.
Yes, ma'am.
Good night.
Yes,
ma'am. Colin.
So we'll wrap up now and everything. And thank you, Elaine, for calling in. And thank Kelly from Michigan calling in. It was a decent show tonight and everything. We sent Damian Lara for calling in and telling us about his campaign and what he plans to do and, you know, get New Mexico moving forward in the right direction.
I
want to thank everybody for sharing on social media and commenting occasionally on Kitchen Politics 123 on Facebook. Really appreciate it. We're growing. And we're getting the website together. It may take a little time, but hey, you know, we're gonna get this website up and running. So, you know, let's merge everything.
It'll be nice.
Blog Talk Radio and Facebook. Yeah, so people can leave more comments. We have merchandise as well. We're trying to put things together. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
Yep. It's going to be nice. Absolutely. You know, it's nice that we are able to, you know, express our thoughts and, you know, and how, you know, things go and how things are going and our projection for the future in this country. You know, we don't ask for a lot. I guess my thing is that I feel that, you know, if you work in your life and you're good to people and you're kind and, you know, I mean, you should be able to live a decent life and just be happy and, you know, go forward. And, but then when you have all these roadblocks, you know, and every day you know, they make you worry about, oh my goodness, they're going to take away my health care. I can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they play with our Social Security money. They want to play with the Medicare money and, you know, and it just puts such a damper on your life because, you know, that isn't the way you want it to be because you know you've done the right thing in your life. So this is why we have to, you know, get the young voters, and I have expressed my love for Generation Z because I feel that they are the ones that are all-inclusive. They care about everybody. They don't look at race. They don't look at, you know, if you're LGBTQ or, you know, gay, lesbian. They don't look at any of that. I mean, they just, you know, accept you for who you are, and that is the way we're supposed to be. So that generation in 2024 is going to make a huge difference. Going to make a huge difference, and there's millions.
Yeah,
there are millions. So this is this is going to be our focus as well, David. I think that we need to really kind of zero in on their needs and get them out and excited for 2024 and get some young people running. I think there was one Gen Z that won. I can't remember.
Yes, in Florida of all places.
Was Florida. Yeah. There was one Z that ran, one Generation Z that ran and won. So it can be done. And they are the future.
Yeah.
They have to take the torch.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Yes, man. Yes, man. And you know what? People who maligning people like Carl Marlinga in District 10, Michigan, and also Brown Jay in District 9, Michigan. You know, if you're so big and bold, why you don't run yourself? You know, you can be the armchair pundit all you want, but these gentlemen, you know, give the all and put themselves out there, put the hat in the ring, you know, and put ideas out there to make America better. But what you do, you sit down and criticize, especially the Democrats, you know, criticize, not wrong with criticizing your own, you know, people in your party, but when you're going to do so publicly and brazenly while you just sit there not doing anything, you know, I think people like that are full of shit. And, you know, karma will get you because Democrats like Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, you're acting like them. You know, and you know, it's just despicable and horrendous, you know, and one of these days it's going to backfire on you if you decide, you know, if you're going to run, you know, because if you had any ideas, you'd run yourself. But no, you know, you just sit there on your sofa and criticize, not contributing any money, not contributing anything to the campaign of value. You just sit there and criticize. So the hell would you, Democrats like that, fuck you. Yeah, that's all I got to say. You know? Yes,
yeah,
man, so I have 12 minutes.
Yeah, someone just messaged me and told me that that he found it amazing that gas dropped in Algonac and, the day after the election. I didn't notice that. I am. Algonac is a little ways from me. It's about 30 minutes away. So that's good news, you know. Good news. I don't know. What is your gas price in where you are, David? What is your gas price?
Oh, geez. Good question. $3.49, I think, if I remember correctly. $3.49 per gallon.
Yeah, we were $4.05 today.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Yeah. $4.
Price gouging.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, driving all up and down, it's, you know, about probably like $3.75 to $4.05 here in Michigan, where I am.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yes. Oh, and people in New Mexico, if you want good lawyers, check out Calderon Law Firm. They're in downtown off Central Avenue, I think 5th Street, Calderon Law Firm. If you want good representation and anything, you need a lawyer, they're good. Yes, man. Just ask for Idris. Yeah, Idris Calderon. She's a wonderful human being. Love her to death. Yes, man. Okay, so, man, this is the first time in a while that we'll have 10 minutes left, and I don't have not more to say. Okay.
Oh.
So, Santa won over crazy. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You were saying something.
We were just talking about the gas prices, and someone else just messaged me and said it's $4.25 to $4.29.
Wow. That's deep.
So I guess it just depends on where you live as far as the gas prices go.
So imagine in California how expensive that is.
Oh yeah, it's probably I think it's probably $5 or $6, you know. So I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes, man. It was a decent show tonight. And thank goodness that no Republican called in, because the mood I'm in probably written the cards. Because usually I'm polite and, you know, listen to them and hear them out. But
now,
I have a new tonight.
Yeah, I have another comment here that was just sent to me. And it says, so can you tell me if it wasn't planned to keep high prices of gas until after the election just to get people to vote red? That's very possible. I thought about that.
True.
Do you remember when Joe Biden, this is, I'm going back weeks, he was talking about, he was asking nicely and politely for the oil companies, please don't raise your prices. Can you, you know, don't price gouge. You know, people need, you know, to travel, they, you know, they need to get to work, and but they didn't do it. It seemed like they raised the gas prices. So, you know, this person, you know, his name is Tom, he may have a point. They maybe did keep the prices up a little higher so people would vote Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of backfired as well.
Good, good. Yes, yes.
It just makes sense that these corporations can use excuses like, you know, COVID and, you know, and I understand some of it, probably, yes, I'm sure a lot of it, you know, with COVID, there was a lot of things that they couldn't get and there were shortages. We know all of that. But I mean, now we're way far away from that, and they can't use the excuse much longer. It's just profit. It's all about profit, and, you know, need to raise the wages. I noticed here, Aldi here, the local Aldi, last week, they were offering $17.10 per hour with benefits and health insurance and 401k. That's pretty darn good, you know. That's a good living wage to start. It really is. So Aldi was offering that because they need you know, people to work there. So.
Yes, man.
So I thought.
All right,
no. Awesome.
So. Yes, man. So, you know, thank everybody for calling in tonight. Thank you for listening, sharing, you know, making contributions and all. This has been Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show for Thursday, November 10th. The topic was 2022 midterms, the choice between crazy versus sanity and sanity one. This is season 3, episode 6. So next Monday, we'll have a brand new topic. Maybe it's going to be open mic, who knows. Depends on how, you know, this election come out and everything. Can Democrats hold on to both chambers in the Congress? Or will Republicans get the House and, God forbid, get the Senate? So until next time, next week, same time, same place, next Monday, Blog Talk Radio. This has been Kitchen Politics 123. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Good night, and good night, everyone. I hope everyone has a safe evening. And take care, and we'll talk to everyone on Monday.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship plain. I can't stop seeing.
Thank you.